for our New Testament scripture reading this morning. We will continue reading through the letter to the Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. If you're using the Bible, which is found on the back of the pew in front of you, you'll find this on page 1277. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 19, page 1277. This week we pick up with a theme that the author began last week, which is a warning that we should not fall away from holding fast to our confession in Jesus Christ. And as Presbyterians, some think that this text presents a problem to us because we believe in something called the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints, which is that if you truly believe in Jesus Christ, we believe that God will hold you in that confession and not let you ultimately fall away from it. But look at what the writer says in verse 12. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. Well, how can those two things be true, that we are saved by God once and finally, yet in the church there might be some possibility of falling away? This is because we believe that the best we can give to one another is the charitable benefit of the doubt. Even an apostle or someone who's writing a letter cannot know the state of someone else's heart. And so if you're making a credible profession of faith and being a member in good standing of the church, we assume that you are a believer, but we do know that there's the possibility of people making false professions of faith. And so the writer says, make sure that that's not the case with you, that you truly hold fast to Jesus Christ. And he uses the example pointing to the people of Israel, who saw the mighty works of God in the Exodus and had Moses himself in their midst, yet they fell away. And so the writing to his audience, the warning should be the same to us. Let us make sure that each and every one of us personally holds to faith in Jesus Christ with all sincerity and not to turn away from that. So with these thoughts in mind, let us read the warning from Hebrews 3, 12 to 19. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who are those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses, and with whom he was provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness, and to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of our God abides forever. Amen.